On the subject of perfection, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry said, "Perfection is achieved not when there is nothing more to add, but when there is nothing left to take away." I suppose I agree with that, but the thing is that he forgot to mention that perfection is not funny, which is why I've made this blooper reel for all of you, this latest really bizarre thing that I've made. A lot of people turned in some good bloopers, and if you've heard the production, which I assume you have, if you haven't, just turn the shit off and listen to it now. Everybody turned in some kick-ass performances in spite of the material I was throwing at them, and some of the funniest shit I've heard, some of these outtakes, so I'm going to share them with you. You're going to love it. Para primero, we have the Ben Hales. That's right, the Ben Hales. Credit is given where credit is due. I feel honored that he took time out of his busy schedule to do lines for me because he is such a great actor. And he's... oh, he's so funny. If you've never met him in person, please do. I can't wait to do it myself. So here's about a minute of him being him in front of a microphone. And just imagine that times a billion and a half in real life. That's what I've been told. But yeah, enjoy Ben.
That's all right, sir. I forgive you. Lovers tiff. But you're not the first person to ask me today. I've turned down several people already. Okay. I'm wixing up my merds.
A home jacuzzi set. Oh yes, this fine indoor spa from Tilt-A-Whirlpool, $1,995 value, all for you, Mr. Chacho, Mr. Chacho, $1,995 value, all for you, Mr. Chacho.
Next up on the chopping block, we have Lucian. As you know, a very talented man and a very fucky, sick in the head type of guy. Once you get to know him, his sense of humor is dead on, terrifying at times, and it kind of shows through while he's trying to do these lines for me. This is some of the most challenging in his career so far. I say career lightly because I'm not paying him. Well, I'll buy him a donut if he wants one, but yeah, what he did with these is so amazing. You should check this out.
The best I've been told is that it's... Oh, fuck. Hold on. The best told... The best been told is that it's a sort of genetic defect. The peri... Per... Oh, man. Parietal. Yes. Yes, Mr. I'm afraid true. I've to every ner... God, I wasn't supposed to say that word. The best been told that it's sort of genetic defect in... I said in shit. Yes, Mr. I'm afraid true. I've to every and speech in the and the consistency between all and now I've... I neither nor I wasn't... I mmm's the wrong word. I wasn't supposed to that word. And the consistency between all is they have no idea this came about. Uh-huh, I said about. No. Why did you say about? No. No. Indeed, that's trouble. Though I get points vaguely, it seems tragically to hold the slimplest, the skimpiest. Woohoo! How scandalous.
Now we come to Cody Coleman. A voice actor I have a lot of respect for. I hope it's mutual. He was kind enough to fill in the gaps of some roles here and there for the production, and he turned out some stellar stuff. And his bloopers are so him, because he thinks he could, you know, just be cute into a microphone and think the world will love him. And you know what? He's right. Have a listen to these. You're gonna love it.
Thank you for having me. thank you for having me. Yes, sir, it's a bit of a weird thing to encounter. The rest are... But rest assured that there is no trickery involved... Trickery. Oh, very nice, very nice. thank you for having me. Yes, sir, it's a bit of a weird thing to encounter, but rest assured that there is no trickery here. You are...
I am horribly out of practice with accents.
Yes, there is an immediate and documented connection between sex and violence. It's a nationwide epidemic, causing our children to be driven to such musical and savage lengths. Just recently, a jazz band member from a local high school gouged out his own eyes and beat his sister's skull.
Beat, like, it was a video game. He beat it. The last boss was a... God, he was a bastard.
Yes, there is an immediate and documented connection between sex and violence. It's a nationwide
There is an immediate and documented connection between sex and violence.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, my phone is, hold on, sorry, I got a message, leave me alone. Look, you know, I will get to it as I can, you know, don't try to judge me, you know, Tuesday night, yeah, okay. Okay, we're good. All right.
Yes, there is an immediate and documented connection between sex and violence. It's a nationwide epidemic. It's a
fucking
How cute was that? I just want to, like, you know, rent out his voice and, you know, move in there and, you know, build a nest and invite some chicks to it. Oh, that'd be sexy. Alright, next is an old friend of mine. She likes to call herself Itzy nowadays, but I'll always know her as Riz. Some of you might know her, or some of you might not. She hasn't been active for a long time, but she took some time out one afternoon to do some very funny lines for me. And this is like the crux of our friendship, because I will say something to her and she will just start laughing for minutes. And she just can't get over the fact that I named one of the characters Sperm on the Grass. I mean, have a little professionalism. Sperm on the Grass. Sperm on... Yeah, that is pretty stupid, isn't it? Here, have a listen of her losing it. This is great.
And now, the Bugs and Hugs sketch, starring... Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I can't do it. And now, the Bugs and Hugs sketch, starring Jonathan Sperm in the Grass, about to be already in progress. Bugs and Hugs.
In the same line, though, I shit you not, in the same line, she just pulled it right back together and delivered the performance you hear in the production. And she used the classic theater tactic of thinking of fields of dead, decomposing babies to get serious. See, I'm thinking of it now, and I'm totally, like, you know, I got my game face on now. What? Okay, next, me and my bloopers. And if you don't know, I have a lot of fun in front of the microphone, and this is, like, more than 2 minutes it has to be of me just going crazy in front of a microphone. And this is only a fraction of the bloopers that I've had, because I am so not serious all the time. All right, have fun with these. I'm here tonight to perform an oratory based upon the classic song Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. A classic song. Wait, what? I like big butts. 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 I like big butts and I cannot... I like big butts. I like big butts and I cannot lie. I like big butts and I cannot lie. I like big butts. Well, it occurs to one that the great Sir Lewis Morris, in their pale bitch unsettled trollop, lisp, no, could have had his lips wrapped around that which makes you and I mind you up. I cannot do this line that I wrote for myself. This is the epitome of dumb. If you had more brains in your head than... Hello, Mr. Stupid. Can I have your autograph? Sure. Hello there,
Mr. Man on the desk. Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, well, can I get married after him, please? Really disappointed. Oh, fuck. Well, after you're done with him, can you marry me, please? Please? Oh.
Marry me.
Oh my, can he marry me? Oh, can he marry me? Oh, can he marry me? God blimey, can he marry me? Oh, can he marry me, please? Oh, can he marry me? Can he marry me? Can he marry me? Can he marry me? And buttons and buttons and balls. Well. Oh, jeez. Well, I feel... The big tragedy of all those stunning gems of comedy is that I had a stuffy nose recording. Oh, it's like the years 2004 to 2007 all over again, so I had to get rid of all those and re-record with a clear nose, and I wasn't happy, so I didn't have much bloopers about it. But yeah, who cares? Okay, this has been the blooper reel for the clip, and this clip is over now. So, press stop and have a biscuit. Good night.